When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, sometimes the person that's the life of the party can also be the person that's the life of their relationships. Let's talk about it. Hey now, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity, and up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah, and we are here. How are you? How's the month wrapping up for you? It seemed pretty quick, huh? Very interesting energy. I know Pluto and something else in Aquarius, I think, are just kind of in line, and, you know, Aquarius is kind of a very interesting sign in general, and then I think Pluto just always hangs in the back anyway, so it's just like, you know, this very interesting energy, to say the least. And it's being felt, you know, I think it's being felt in a lot of ways. It's coming up in a lot of conversations. Dynamics are shifting as they always do, but I think sometimes there's just like you feel it, like it's a part of the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's one thing to go through life experiences, and then there's a whole other dynamic to just be in the thick of something where it just feels very potent. And I think that's what's going on as of late. And like, you know, it's funny because it's like certain things are transitioning out, other things are transitioning in, and it's kind of just this beautiful thing. I think one of the things I've learned to do is appreciate the frustration that I may have about certain things, the ambiguity around certain things, the sadness of certain things, the happiness of certain things, because what it lets me know, or what it reminds me, is that, like, you know, even when bad things are happening, there are some good things that are taking place. And even when good things are taking place, there are some other things that are in transition. And I think I was just talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and I was like, it's so cool to be in that experience and recognize it. Like, even if it doesn't always feel the greatest, in my headspace, I'm like, oh man, this is kind of cool. I'm living life and I'm aware of it. And I think it's just a healthy perspective, for me at least, because I don't like to spend time just avoiding how I feel, avoiding the truth of certain things, avoiding my responsibility, and, you know, the frustration that may exist with that, but also the beauty that comes with it. Okay. And one of the conversations that has come up recently in a few different relationships of mine is this whole thing of, like, always being the one to orchestrate plans and quote-unquote being the life of the party, right? Always being the one to reach out, always being the one to try to make plans with people, always trying to congregate, do everything, get people together. And then you notice after a while when you're kind of finally taking care of your own life, right? Bringing some fulfillment to your own life. A couple of things happen, right? You're never on the receptive end of people reaching out. And or people get a little offended. It's like, oh yeah, this person doesn't reach out anymore. You know, are they mad or whatever? And it's like, well, did you reach out? And then it's crickets. Right? Oh, well, no, I've just been busy with so much, I haven't had the time. Okay. So if you haven't had the time to do the thing, then why are you seeking it? Being what you seek, right? If you haven't had the time to do the very thing that you're expecting somebody else to do, what does that say? What does that say? You know, telling somebody that they should still continue to, you know, invest in you and prioritize you while you're telling them that they are not a priority for you is kind of wild. And people find different ways of saying that and expressing it. And they don't really take it the best when the person on the receptive end is like, all right, cool. Well, you're telling me you don't have time for me, so I don't have time for you. Right? This needs to be an even kind of thing. And being the life of the party, if you're always the one that's like, you know, bringing everybody together, you will tire out. You will tire out, or you will transition. Right? And you too deserve to be on the other side of effort where somebody's reaching out to you. Hey, made these plans, you down? You know? And you may not always have the time to confirm or even be a part of those plans. But to at least still be considered is the important thing. It's so funny because it happened in about 3 or 4 different conversations for me this week. And I was like, oh man, that's so interesting. And everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying something to the degree of the same exact thing. You know, being the go-to person. Always kind of making sure everybody else is good. Always doing the things to make sure everybody is together. And then when you stop that, or no one's asking how you're doing and what you need, it becomes a very sobering reality, a sobering mirror. And you stop. You know? And then people on the receptive end of that, like I said, they may default to, oh, well, I guess we have a problem because this person doesn't reach out. Well, I'm not going to reach out to them. It's like, have you ever? Or you kind of create these scenarios, or people just don't try, right? And then you understand the only thing that was keeping this relationship together was the fact that I kept extending myself. I was being the life of the party. A couple of years ago on an episode, I talked about, you know, baking your own cake. Baking your own cake for yourself, like for a birthday. And what that symbolizes is like sometimes we'll do everything we need to do to make it very hard for people to not disappoint us, and also make it very hard for people to not dismiss us, make it very hard for people to not have an excuse to not show up. Right? If I plan my own party, right? If I get the food, if I get the things, if I make it convenient enough, if I acclimate to everybody else's schedule, whatever, I'm doing all the things necessary that everybody else said that they would potentially have issue with to make it so they can show up. And then when they don't show up, well, it's even more information. Because what it tells us is that sometimes, a lot of times, it's not about what you are doing or not doing. It's about what somebody else is willing to do. It's about what they're willing to do. And I think once you understand that, it stops becoming such this this forceful thing where it's like you let things rock. Yeah, you put effort into relationships. Absolutely. You got it. You have to put effort into relationships. That's how they function. You can't not, okay? But you put in the effort, and then you see what happens on the flip side. You do not have to keep showing up where there's no investment made. You don't. for a person who doesn't make effort tell you that you should try harder with them is entitled for sure. And it's also, it's delusional in a lot of ways. Because like, who do you think you are to tell me that I need to try harder for you? You are not willing to try at all. You don't owe more of what someone already does not value. And you have to pay attention to your body. You have to pay attention to your energy. You have to be cognizant of all those things, because there will be telltale signs when you are overextending yourself in spaces that you are not being taken care of. You're tired, right? You're probably frustrated a lot, okay? You're very sensitive, okay? There, little things agitate you. And sometimes you just feel kind of numb. Or you feel withdrawn, right? You don't feel as much as a connection. Those are all indicators that, hey, these parties that you keep throwing, you are not getting any help, okay? You're setting up the party. You're doing everything. You're buying all the things, right? You are hosting. You're doing everything. And then when the party's over, you are also cleaning it up by yourself. You know, relationships become very interesting when you start to realize the difference between somebody who enjoys what you do for them versus somebody who enjoys being a part of your life, being a participant. Very different energy, okay? And when you recognize it, it's truly important for you to, again, I always say, when you start to recognize your own responsibility in these dynamics, things get so much easier. The reason why is because now I recognize I have ownership. You're not powerless, okay? You're not technically innocent, okay? You're not a bad person either for wanting to have community. That's not the case. But if you're going to throw a party, make sure you're celebrating with people who also want to see you happy. And life can be your party. Life is your party. Okay? If you think about it, you'll have these high moments to celebrate. You'll have days where you're feeling amazing. Okay? You'll have people at the very beginning helping you set up. Then you have people at the end who are helping you clean up. Sometimes they're the same people. But if your relationships, you're finding some level of friction, something may not be working. And there might need to be a conversation had, or just, you know, a moment of clarity. Oftentimes people will default to not having a conversation because it's easier. Easier is not always the most effective, because all you're going to do is continue those patterns in other relationships, right? So you get to pick and choose. Not everybody that you talk to is willing to have a conversation, because a conversation would be an exchange, right? Because not everybody is willing to be accountable. You hold yourself accountable, okay? Be honest. You know? You're the type of person that says, oh yeah, this person never reaches out or whatever. I don't hear from them anymore. When's the last time you reached out? When's the last time you set something up? Are you ever the person to do that? But if you recognize that the person that you're usually doing all the things finally starts to transition out, well, have some curiosity around that. Have some curiosity around that. And maybe make it a point to extend an olive branch. Hey, you know, notice there's been like a little change, everything good, you know, you want to go do something, hang out, I miss your company. Or I want to take care of you now. What do you need? Because truth be told, when people happen to learn that certain people are not necessarily someone that they can rely on, or, you know, they can show up for, or somebody who's going to make effort on there, you know, you become a little bit more self-sufficient, or you stop investing in that relationship. Everybody you meet wants to matter. Everybody. And that's always something to just keep in mind, something to walk with, something to understand. And if you are in relationship with other people, recognize that these are privileges, right? Relationships are a privilege. They're not something you're necessarily entitled to. Okay, so if you're the life of the party and you feel like the life has been sucked out of you, sit down and reframe. Ask yourself, who have I been trying to keep around? Okay, what does that look like? What has the relationship required of me? Or what have these relationships required of me? What's been a dynamic? Me always going the distance, right? Me always setting everything up, me planning everything, me doing the thing. What's been the dynamic? But for anyone listening to this, I want you to take a good hard look at your level of effort. Because we always have room to do better, everybody. Okay? So that's all I got for you guys. Short and sweet, but just something I was thinking about, you know, in the conversations I've heard. And it's like, you have no idea sometimes how tired people are. And then when they express it, it's like, wow, this is what's going on, huh? And I'll tell you, you know, I got all these people around me and I still feel like I'm by myself. I'm the go-to for everybody, but I don't have anybody to go to. How crappy is that? That's not okay. We have to do better. We have to do better. It was so funny. Like I said, there were so many conversations this week. And people told me that very thing. And I was like, wow. But if you are always the one that's showing up and taking care of everything for everybody else, what does taking care of yourself look like? What does that need look like? All right. So, with that being said, take care of yourselves, guys. Take care of each other. And take flight.